USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Looks like we're getting an extra month to prepare for our 2020 taxes. Individuals for the 2020 tax year will be automatically extended from April 15th to May 17th, 2021. The IRS will be providing formal guidance in the coming days. A Staten Island nursing home administrator said in a recent report that he and executives at other facilities were petrified by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's infamous March 2020 order that COVID-positive patients be placed in long-term care facilities rather than hospitals. However, Michael Kaus says his concerns were shot down by state officials. President Biden's climate czar John Kerry was videotaped maskless on a plane despite requirements that passengers wear face coverings, sparking an investigation from American Airlines. Kerry was seen reading a book on a flight from Boston to Washington on March 17th, ignoring the mask mandate put on you and me. USA Radio News.
You've heard of cancel culture. They want to ban Dr. Seuss books from our schools. And some want monuments for George Washington and Thomas Jefferson removed. If you're fed up with cancel culture, watch Newsmax TV. Each night this week, Newsmax exposes the dangerous agenda of cancel culture. Tune in tonight for blockbuster shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. You'll be surprised by what you see. Everyone is talking about Newsmax. Now, America's fastest growing cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your operator. Tell them you want it. Newsmax is also free on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and platforms like Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, and more. And download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. Every day, check Newsmax.com for breaking news and watch Newsmax TV for the news you need to know. Millions are watching. So can you.
Severe thunderstorms with the potential for a significant tornado outbreak are hitting the southeast. The high-level threat covers 3 million people, and in all, about 45 million people are under a severe weather threat from the storms that could see tornadoes, large hail, and damaging winds. The risk level for tornadoes and severe storms was raised to the highest possible level, 5 out of 5, which is a very rare incident. Tanzanian President John Magufuli has died at the age of 61 from heart illness. Tanzanian Vice President Samia Suluhu Hassan said on Wednesday, Magufuli was the fifth president of Tanzania from 2015 until his death in 2021. America's Secretary of State on Wednesday did not rule out a U.S. boycott of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics. Secretary Anthony Blinken told a news outlet in Japan while traveling. We've heard many concerns around the world about the prospects of those Olympics, given the actions that China has taken in terms of its abuse of human rights. The IRS has moved back tax day to May 17th. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As President Biden goes about the country selling the partisan $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package to Americans, most are happy for the financial relief. The financial implications put on you and your family could last one, maybe two generations. With more on the Democrats' massive spending bill, Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Ohio's Attorney General is suing the Biden administration over provisions in the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. Attorney General Dave Yost's suit is seeking to block the tax mandate in the bill that restricts the state's ability to use their share of funds for local governments to offset tax cuts. In his filing, Yost called that provision unconstitutional, saying that the mandate forces states to either accept the stimulus funds or keep their sovereign authority to reduce taxes.
The Treasury Department started sending out money this week. Golfing champ Tiger Woods has returned to Jupiter, Florida. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Tiger Woods is out of the hospital, the golf legend announcing on Twitter that he's back at home in Florida and will continue his recovery there. Woods had been in the hospitals ever since his rollover car accident last month near Los Angeles. The crash left him with multiple leg injuries, but Tiger says he'll work on getting stronger every day and thanked everyone at the hospital for their help.
Tiger's car struck the center island, rolled over several times, then plunged off the road and down an embankment. Local authorities where the crash happened in SoCal say no charges will be filed in the accident. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.